Glad to have you with us from wherever you may be. You're tuned into our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert, who covers technology and anything else that is thrown at him. Rick Roswell, the handle on Twitter, and wirelesswednesday.live is the site for all things Rick. Rick, you spent a good chunk of time in Las Vegas this past week for the CES, and it was all work, not necessarily a lot of play for you while we're out there. The event just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. How was it?
Well, like you said, a lot of work, a lot of walking, 68,000 steps in 4 days, and a lot of the same media food over and over again.
I noted that you were impressed with some of the offerings there, or maybe not impressed.
Well, it's food that you can eat kind of on the run. That's kind of maybe because you're always moving. That's kind of the theme maybe for it. You know, anytime you can eat, I mean, there's a lot of good restaurants in Vegas. You can eat outside the normal media channels. That's a good thing.
I think that you've seen maybe one too many pot sticker, though, for your liking.
The thing is, I like pot stickers, but right now I don't want to see another one for a while.
Well, it's huge. More than 4,500 companies operating booths at the CES. Is it impressive more so each year that you go, Rick?
Yeah, it seems it's more spread out. It's bigger. I feel like I see less and less of it every year. One interesting, out of those 4,500 companies that exhibit, 1,200 of them are startups. So always new companies coming out with new products, and a lot of them don't make it. But the ones that do, it's fun seeing them when they're in their early stages.
Yeah, and let's talk about one right now, a company based in Georgia, The Rocking Bed, online at rockingbed.com. This kind of incorporates some things that we experienced a lot when we were a kid, and that's falling asleep while we're in the car.
Yeah, that's part of it. Also, the thought of if you're on a cruise ship, you kind of get that back and forth a little bit, makes you sleep better. So, yeah, the inventor, this really nice guy, they're based here in Georgia, rockingbed.com. He says it's for all ages, and I got on it, and it does rock a little bit, sways back and forth a little bit, and it is kind of relaxing. It feels different, but I can see how you can get used to it, and the gentle rocking motion rocks you to sleep. Even works with younger kids, and for people maybe that have a hard time sleeping, this is a good option for them. It's $3,500 to have your own bed turned into a rocking bed, and it was fun to try out, and it was good to lay down for a few minutes on the show floor.
I hope that you did not only share that picture of you laying on the rocking bed with me. I hope this made it to your Twitter or Instagram.
It did, and the comments flowed after it.
I got to say, you look very relaxed, Rick. I'm not going to lie. Let's talk about the Hey Touch and Hey Bracelet, heybracelet.com.
Yeah, so this is a company out of the Netherlands, out of Amsterdam, Sully, so maybe you'll give them a shot. But you get two bracelets for $115, and can be worn by like a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. And when you touch the bracelet, it squeezes the bracelet of the other person wearing it. So it doesn't matter where in the world they are. So it just kind of gives that more than words. It kind of gives that unique little touch that shows maybe when somebody's thinking of you, and makes you feel connected to your loved one. So heybracelet.com. I thought it's kind of a nifty gadget, and you can pre-order them right now.
Looks pretty cool. They look similar to Fitbit. If people are wondering what it looks like, it does look like a little bit of a modified Fitbit, but pretty sleek looking, and you know, I'm sure good for the active life, and some interesting little benefits there for sure. How about this LumaCharge 2.0, saving space and not seeing all those cables and cords? This is a mission of yours, Rick, one of the big ones that you're after.
Yeah, the LumaCharge.com. So not only a great desk lamp, but the LumaCharge 2.0 out now on crowdfunding as well. So this eliminates a lot of the cables and cords we have laying around our desk and around our workstations. So you get a charger, you get the lamp, you get a bunch of things that eliminate those cords. So kind of one-stop shopping and a space-saving device that we all can use.
Absolutely. All right, the Food Marble, foodmarble.com. Helping us solve our digestive difficulties. How does this do this?
So this is a little like a breathalyzer almost. So you blow into this little device, and then it gives you information through the app on food you may have a hard time digesting, food you may have allergies to. It's using the hydrogen and the elements in your breath to help determine this. So designed to help millions of people who experience digestive difficulties. Again, it's a startup, and I thought a really cool device that can help a lot of people.
Online to learn more, foodmarble.com. The last thing that we talk about today, Rick, and I love that you really did in terms of what I'm interested in, you saved the best for last. I saw you tweeting about this, a couple of pictures on your Instagram as well. Want to know more about this company? I did go and look at their website. They have some great products. Mobile Edge. I love backpacks, and there was one that was on your Instagram that really got me taking a peek at these guys. Are they as impressive in person as they look online?
They're more impressive, Sully, which is the great thing. So these have been around for over almost going on 20 years now, Mobile Edge. They started out making backpacks for travelers, students, professionals, really high-quality, sturdy ones. Now they're getting into, like everybody else, they're getting into the gaming business for gamers. So they're making bigger backpacks for those 17-inch laptops, compartments for VR headsets, controllers, headphones, that type of thing. They're TSA checkpoint friendly. Really good price points. They're just made really well. You can tell by touching them and looking at them. They're really sturdy bags. They're going to protect your valuable devices. So mobileedge.com, literally hundreds of different SKUs, different bags and choices available. There's one that's got to be right for you. And just a great company and great guys that are really passionate about bags that work for this company.
Man, I love it. That's one thing you and I really like to see, and it's cool to walk the convention floor and run into people who are so passionate about what they do. It becomes infectious, and when they back it up with a great product like the ones that these guys at Mobile Edge have, it's just a happy marriage. And I know you and I are enthusiastic about bags and transporting stuff because we're carrying a lot of stuff around with us, and I know it looks like you had a great time talking to these folks, too.
Yeah, bags are no longer an afterthought. You got to have the right bag for your lifestyle and for what you like. And like you said, yeah, it is. Their passion is infectious, and a lot of other companies as well. That's the only thing infectious you want to experience there in Las Vegas.
Yeah, the other things you could end up in trouble, probably down about $4,000 or $5,000, and find yourself in the hole, and that's just not a good thing. Did you make it to any of the casinos, Rick? Though.
I stayed in a casino for the first part of my trip and wandered around there a little bit. So the Excalibur and New York was up a few bucks and then actually donated those back to the other casino. So, for me, breaking even a few hours in the casino, that's my entertainment for the week. And then it's all work after that. So, always good to kind of see how that group of people survive there, the casino dwellers. Quite a sight.
Yeah, I've been to a casino a handful of times in my life. I can't say that I have ever done well at the roulette table or with any of the casino games that I've played. And fortunately, I don't have the urge to continue to pour my resources into those things. But there are people who do that. And you know what? It's good for some people's economy. And hopefully people can just play responsibly and hang on. Money might be a little bit better well spent. Buying some stuff at the CES or doing business in the future with some of the companies that have a nice presence at CES.
Always a big learning experience at CES and Vegas, Sully. Glad that I could share it with you.
Awesome, man. Well, good to catch up. What's ahead for the weekend? We got the NFL playoffs. The Patriots, they just roll, don't they?
It should be a wicked good game there with the Chargers tomorrow, and I think the Patriots are going to come through that game. But the other games are all, I think, up for grabs.
Kansas City and Indianapolis, a couple of interesting storylines there. We'll see how it all shakes out. Should be some snowflakes falling at Arrowhead by the time that one wraps up today.
Maybe snowflakes falling here in Atlanta, but so stay warm. So.
Oh, no, don't say that. We'll shut the city down, Rick.
I'm trying to sell some bread and milk today.
Always good to catch up. Hope folks check you out online, wirelesswednesday.live, and on Twitter, Rick Roswell. We'll see you, my man.
See you next week with some sports stuff.